My, you're still awake. Tell me, have you been having trouble going to sleep? Well, actually, that's a silly thing to ask. Of course, you've been having some trouble going to sleep. But perhaps I can help you with that. I'm not gonna tell you to go to sleep now. However, I can tell you a soothing, relaxing lullaby instead. So as you sit there listening to me, you might imagine how good it would feel to drift off into a deep, deep sleep, just like the character in the lullaby. And in the morning, when you've woken up from a refreshing, rejuvenating night's sleep, you'll look back and be so very happy. You'll fondly remember my little story, a hypnotic lullaby of sorts. And you'll be so glad that you listened. Wouldn't you agree that it's so very important to get a good night's rest? That's why I'm here, to help you get that. Good rest. So you can feel refreshed and rejuvenated in the morning. And for now, you can let all your cares and worries melt away. Melt slowly and softly, leaving your body and your mind. Just going, going, until it's gone. All gone. I think that it's good that you realize how important it is to get a good night's rest. So just listen and follow along with my voice. And let me get your bed ready for you so you can be tucked in all nice and comfy. You see here in my hand, I have something special. It's a small vial of lavender-infused fluid. I'm going to spray a little bit of it onto your pillow, and soon you'll be noticing the powerful, heavy hypnotic accent of lavender. Maybe you may even notice a few other things gently flowing over your mind, soothing any and all stressful thoughts, letting them vanish, letting them become completely silent, and then just blowing them away until they're gone, gone, all gone. And there, your bed is ready. Lay down, rest your head upon the pillow, and breathe in that heavy, hypnotic scent of lavender, and look directly into my eyes, deep into my hazel eyes. Feel your consciousness being pulled into them, as if they're a spiraling vortex, pulling, pulling, pulling all your thoughts away. You may look into my eyes for as long as you desire. It's okay if those heavy eyelids of yours get too difficult to keep open, and they just have to flutter shut. Because even if your eyes are closed, my eyes will continue to guide you deeper and deeper into trance, whether you're looking at them or not. Because I'm going to continue to tell you a little story, and whether you are awake or asleep, I'll just keep talking on and on, until you've safely drifted into dreams. Yes. Now, let me think about what story I'm going to tell you. What fantasy that this once upon a lullaby will be about. It'll have to be one that leads you deep into sleep and peaceful slumber. Yes, I know exactly what story to tell you. You see, this story is about a traveler. A traveler who's walking down a pathway. They're very weary and tired, and they too are looking for the most restorative sleep in the entire kingdom. For this traveler, who happens to look very much like you, is searching for a certain magic inside of a floating castle, drifting up among the clouds. This magic has been described by many old and wise people as being the most restorative and soothing for the mind. A pure, deep sleep, unlike any other. One that could make the receiver of such magic feel years younger, if not decades. Well, my. I could understand why such a traveler would walk down this hard and arduous path. I would understand exactly why they would do it. Because even if it's challenging right now and they feel like stopping and doing something else, the reward would be so worth it to get that deep, restorative sleep. The one that's like no other. In that floating castle among the clouds. So, our traveler walks until they reach a point where the clouds and the ground start to merge and become one. A thick fog covers the ground, one that smells faintly of lavender. This is the place where the castle floats. And as the traveler looks up, they can see the castle floating above them very, very high in the sky. They take out their grappling hook from their backpack, twirl it around with all their might, and throw it up. But it falls short and comes tumbling to the ground. It's obvious that just using conventional means won't be enough to reach this castle, floating up in the clouds. The traveler thinks for a moment, takes a deep breath in, and exhales. It's something they do to relax. It makes them feel lighter, less burdened by their thoughts. And as they feel less burdened by their thoughts, something odd starts to happen. They not only feel lighter, they notice they become a bit lighter. It's as if they could float up, all the way to that castle in the clouds. What an odd sensation. It must have something to do with the fog and the clouds that smell like lavender in this strange, magical place. But now, the traveler knows what to do. They cast off their backpack, and they breathe in and out. Slowly and deeply. Holding their breath for just a moment, gathering up any burdensome thoughts. thoughts that weigh them down, and then they expel them out so that they disappear like a vapor carried away by the wind as they float up, bent by bent, up, up, up. The traveler must stay very focused on this task in order to reach the castle. Just a moment of distraction could be very hazardous. But don't fret. Our traveler knows what they're doing. They reach the front gate of the castle, and as they breathe out, their feet gently touch ground upon solid rock before the front gate. They reach out their hand and open it. Walking into the castle, though, it seems that something is blocking their path before them. As they look ahead, they see that it's themselves in a mirror, a reflection. They are standing in front of a large hallway filled with polished, mirrored walls. Fortunately, the traveler already has researched the way through this maze. Their own reflection is not going to stand in their way. They know what to do. Or at least they think they do. They must take 10 steps one way. 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep into the maze of mirrors. Then they stop at an intersection and take 5 steps in the other direction. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now they're very deep into the maze. Many reflections surround them, but then it's a simple matter of 3 steps. In this direction, they already know which way to go. 3, 2, 1. And then 1 final step this way, and wait, this isn't right. The traveler is confused. In all those dusty scrolls that they read through in those deep, forgotten libraries and other castles, the ones that did not float like this one, they read that it was a rather simple pattern, and that the only thing holding back a traveler from finding the magic was themselves. They just had to do this simple pattern to get through the maze. Maybe if they tried it again. 10 steps one way. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now they're at an intersection. 5 steps in the other direction. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Another intersection. They know which way to go. 3, 2, 1. Finally, they turn and take 1 big step, and they're still in the maze. They stand there for a moment, confused, looking back at all their reflections, gazing back at them from all those mirrored walls. And they wonder, what's holding them back? They could easily give in to distress and anxiety. However, they don't. They breathe in and out. Slowly and deeply, just like they did before when they floated up, 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 all the way up to the castle. And they close their eyes for a moment as they breathe in and out, slowly and deeply. It's such a simple pattern. They could probably do it with their eyes closed, not seeing their own reflections, not being held back by themselves, not having to make any turns or deviations this time. Instead, being able to go straight ahead, straight through what's preventing them from reaching the magic. All that's standing in their way is themselves. So they close their eyes and walk forward now with purpose. 10, stepping forward, relaxing. 9, they know what to do. 8, feeling calm and soothed. 7, all stress and tension leaving their body. 6, it's as if they're on autopilot. 5, moving like a sleepwalker, forward and steady. 4, reaching out with their hands to touch the soon approaching mirror. 3, almost there. 2, they can almost touch it. And 1, the mirror shatters, and they're able to progress forward. A barrier inside their mind is erased as they move closer to the magic, dropping deeper into a trance-like state. 5, deeper down into that trance. 4, knowing what to do. 3, it's all happening according to plan. 2, almost there. And 1, another mirror breaking. Deeper into trance, deeper into this sleep. Moving forwards, nothing holding them back. 3, letting go of everything. 2, almost there. And 1, another mirror breaking, another barrier removed. And then 1 final step forward, drifting down into a deep sleep-like trance. And now the traveler can open their eyes, looking back at the pathway of broken mirrors behind them, and then forward to the magic that lays before them. In the center of the room, there's a large bed made out of a sparkling purple crystal-like material. The material shimmers when it catches the light with silver and blue sparks. It's as if these purple crystals contain little, tiny electrical impulses, like those that flow through your brain when you're dreaming. A bed made up of the most soothing, calming, relaxing dreams. And upon this purple crystal bed are the softest looking pillows, blankets, and sheets. The traveler goes over to the bed and lays down upon it. And as they lay down, they can smell the heavy scent of lavender infused upon the sheets and pillows. They breathe it in, and then they let that breath out, staring upwards towards the ceiling of this rather large hall. And there's something odd about the ceiling. It forms a large spiraling pattern that shimmers and moves all on its own. The ceiling seems to be infused with the same purple crystals that make up the bed, shimmering with sparks of blue and silver, like the little sparks that go through your mind when you dream. And when you dream the deepest dreams, you have the most restful and restorative sleep. You can always find this magic deep within your own mind when you remove all barriers to it. Because in the end, what's really stopping you from drifting off to sleep is just yourself. 10, melting and letting go. 9, it would feel so good to sleep. 8, and it can just happen right now. 7, because you're removing all barriers. 6, focus on that fantasy. 5, let that fantasy become your reality. 4, you can always drift off to sleep. 3, because you know the path. 2, you know to close your eyes and just let go. 1, let go to sleep. Deep, deep sleep. And it happens faster every single time you let it happen. 5, knowing that it's true. It always happens faster every time you let it happen. 4, feeling yourself slipping into unconsciousness much faster now. 3, losing track of what's reality and what's a fantasy. 2, because it doesn't really matter. It's all just a dream. 1, a dream in a deep sleep. 3, this sleep will be restorative. 2, this sleep will be the best you've ever had. 1, sleep. Deep down. Deep sleep. Deep down. Deep. Drifting off. Losing consciousness. My voice can fade away into the background. The traveler's story is over. And your story can now begin as you drift off into dreams. The most soothing, pleasant, enjoyable dreams. So just relax, drift, and let go into sleep. So sleep, sleep deep. Deep sleep. Sleep. Deep, deep sleep. Melting away instantly into dreams. That's just how powerful the magic is. Sleep. Sleep. deep down, deep.